Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, Maine's news, talk, and information station, VOM.
It's the game sensation sweeping the nation. It's called the College of Political Knowledge, our daily quiz of things you'd know if you were paying attention to our show. Dale has dialed in.
All right.
Check that. Dale texted. We dialed Dale, and Dale is now our student today. And Dale is online too, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, Dale. Where do you call home?
Presently, I'm in the middle of the woods on the Spadefish River in Medford.
Medford. All right, then. Medford, which is beautiful,
especially this time of year.
What are you doing up in the middle of the woods? Just swatting away some black flies this morning, Dale?
Yeah, I'm trying to feed the black flies, exactly.
Okay, good job. Give him some A negative or whatever the blood type is. Now, Dale confessed to me that this is the day that he didn't actually hear the entire program, but he's ready to play. So what do you say we help Dale through? What do you say, Paul? All right, here we go. Four questions of varying degrees. You get all four. You win the fabulous prize, and we'll help you along, as we always love to do. Remember, if for some reason you should get all four wrong, the danger here is that you then get your degree in, liberal arts. We don't want that to happen, and we'll do our best to help you through. Dale, question number one for your associate's degree. After talking with reporters about banning the Protect Girls Sports question from the November ballot, to where did Shenna Bellows bolt? Paul Wolf.
A. To Hancock to visit the fam. B. To Lewiston to meet with John Featherston of the Maine Wire. Or C. To Portland to campaign with Plattner, Pingree, and Jackson.
What do you think, Dale? Where did Shenna go after talking with reporters?
Not far enough, but probably C.
C is absolutely correct. According to News Center Maine, she immediately went down to make a campaign appearance. Now, for your bachelor's degree. Oh, Paul, this is from your newscast this morning. Which Maine town has leaders working on a long-term strategy to manage cruise ship tourism after a federal court ruling? Paul?
A. Bar Harbor. B. Funky Town. Or C. Margaritaville.
Told you it'd be easy, Dale. What's your answer?
Probably I would go with Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor is correct, although Margaritaville is beautiful,
especially this time of year.
Dale is on the line with us somewhere up in Medford Way. Here's your third question for your master's degree. We talked with a very impressive young woman, Molly Curtis, who worked for the Protect Girls Sports effort today. Which social media app did she mention when detailing anonymous threats? Paul?
A. Twitter. B. Yik Yak. Or C. MySpace.
What's your best guess, Dale?
Oh my gosh. Twitter isn't Twitter anymore, so that may be a trick question.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that MySpace exists.
So? B is correct. Yik Yak is the correct answer. We hadn't heard of it either, and we didn't dare look it up for fear we'd get bad videos in our Facebook feed. Look, last question. You get this. You win the big prize, and we call you Dr. Dale.
Ooh, that has got a ring.
Here we go. Doctoral degree. Construction coverage ranked 7.8% of Maine's major roadways as what? Paul?
A. Poor condition. B. The DOT Hall of Fame. Or C. Perpetual peril.
Dale, best guess.
Well, there may not exactly be data to support this, but I'm thinking C is actually the truth.
We would accept it poor condition. Dale, fantastic job. Do you want the $10 gift card to Governor's, or would you like a Love You Guys Keep It Going bumper sticker for the bumper of your classy chassis, Dale?
Well, how about Governor's, because I've actually been hankering to go there of late.
All right. Tell you what, I'm going to text you back as you texted us to get the name and address that we need to put on this envelope. Then we're going to sneak into Tammy's office and, again, slowly drain the postage budget here for Blueberry Broadcasting. We're going to mail that to you. Dale, don't let the black flies eat you alive, and thanks for being a part of our program today. Okay, Dale?
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Back tomorrow morning for Maine's Morning News on VOM.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.